Mel and Katie on a running trail.
Here comes the drain.
Thank you.
For a blind guy, my dad was great at navigating rough terrain.
Don't forget to warn me
now.
About...
He ducks a limb.
Thanks.
There was only one real bump in his path.
Looking good, babe.
Mel turns.
Dad!
Hey!
Dad!
Hey!
Having a teenage daughter.
Let's tell the world all the things we've done.
Family photos capture Mel kissing a newborn Henry, Katie in a birthday hat, Joyce at the beach with the kids, and more. Growing Up Fisher, created by DJ Nash. Video description by Caption Max.
I'll make you wish you were here tonight.
Henry and Runyan watch TV.
Okay, Henry, next one. Remember, first thought. What do you see? There are no wrong answers.
A Rorschach card.
I see a bird.
Mm-hmm.
Who wishes his mom would leave him out of her cognitive behavior homework.
Joyce looks at the card with a frown.
What's wrong, dude? Scared to look inside yourself? I see a man and a woman, and they're totally, like, they're gay.
Not your card, Runyan.
Joyce answers her cell.
Hey, Katie.
How goes game night at Morgan's? Give me the deets.
I need you to pick me up.
Ooh, did Morgan and Dustin get back together? Are you feeling a little third wheely?
Katie stands outside, lit by police lights.
Not exactly.
Joyce and the boys at Mel's door.
I just don't understand why we can't go. The cops are breaking it up. It must be epic.
Again, Runyan, I'm going to ask you to zip it. If their dad finds out, he might go into a rage. So just be cool and everything will be fine.
Yeah, it's not going to be fine.
The thing about my family is they are totally predictable.
Mel, where are you going?
You cut the pizza party short to stand outside my door talking for the last 3 minutes. Something is up. You'll brief me in the car. Let's do this.
Like I said, predictable.
Henry rolls his eyes as Runyan beams outside the party house.
Okay, now Mel, let's just wait and hear the whole story.
I'm caught up. You two stay
oh,
in the car.
No, baby, come on!
I'm sorry, man.
What are you talking about? This is our first high school party.
He hops in front.
I mean, we're watching behind glass, but I'm still counting it.
Sure, Katie can explain this.
And you think she'll tell the truth?
Yes, I trust our daughter.
Oh, and I don't? I don't, actually. Game night, yeah. There's one game teenagers like to play, and the last round usually involves peeing on a stick.
This is nuts. Tomorrow night, we're staying at your place.
God, I hope they tase someone.
I know what it looks like, but I didn't drink.
Uh-huh.
The only reason we left game night was because Morgan found out that Dustin cheated on her.
I knew it. Did I not call that? Also not the point.
Morgan. I knew that kid was trouble. Remember, she wore lipstick to preschool graduation.
She was bummed and she started drinking. Her, not me, and I didn't want to leave her. And then I called you guys. Don't I get points for that?
Sure, yeah, I'll give you 10 points for that. Bringing tonight's total to -7,000.
Ugh.
She left?
Yep.
And so did you. Okay. Forward.
In every relationship, whether it's with your daughter, your ex-wife, or your guide dog, there comes a point when you have to learn to trust.
Elvis stops.
Elvis, forward!
For Dad, he and Katie hadn't reached that point yet.
Mel steps ahead and slips on a bag of trash.
And neither had he and Elvis.
Oh, I think your dad just got tased!
He pops up.
I'm okay.
Nah, he's up.
At home.
Even if you didn't drink, your brain is basically drunk on hormones. You should be locked in your room until you graduate college.
Okay, can I just
no.
say...
No! Look, go up to your room and let me talk to your dad.
And while you're up there, don't do anything that might bring the cops.
On the stairs.
Dude, this place is like a reality show. I just wish I could TiVo the parts I'm not here for.
Set your DVR because we're staying at your place tomorrow night. I need a break.
Yeah, that's not gonna work for me.
Make it work. You're giving me one night. I mean, 2 years and I've never been there.
You think this place is bad? My place is a nightmare.
I'm using mouthwash and there's alcohol in it. Do you trust me to rinse?
You say rinse, but you'll probably take it to some fake game night and make mouthwash margaritas.
Ugh.
The boys startle.
Okay, I'll give you one night.
How did you not see this coming? Morgan, a game night? The only game was fooling you so they could go to that party.
Look, you're probably right about Morgan, but I trust Katie.
You don't think she drank?
She totally drank!
Runyan!
No, baby, I'm on your side!
She's a good kid. If she says she didn't drink...
Come on, Joyce. If we let this go, then the next time the party could be here. Although you, I guess, would love that. You'd be dancing by the blender or making frozen daiquiris.
Yeah, they'd be virgin daiquiris, and I would make all sorts of fun appetizers, and the cops would come over just because they want to hang out.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? This is why it's good that discipline is my department and not yours.
No! Now it's our department. Now that we're separated, I will parent as I see fit. And since it happened on my night, I will punish her accordingly. When she's at your house, you can sew a scarlet D on her sweater. And yes, I joined a book club.
Fine. I guess we're done here. Come on, Elvis. Hip up.
Mel stomps out the front door, and Joyce watches with an amused look. She slings her purse over her shoulder, crosses her arms, and waits. Mel steps back in.
Need a ride?
Would you mind?
He follows her out. Now daytime, Joyce holds up a Rorschach card for the mailman.
So there are no wrong answers. Just tell me what you see right when you look at it, okay?
It's just I'm not really supposed to... blob?
A blob? No. You're supposed... Okay, no, let's just try again.
Different blob. I'm sorry, could
hey,
you just...
I feel like you're not even trying. Oh, just give me one sec. Hey, Mel.
Just calling to get the verdict in Parents v. Only Teen Ever to Not Drink at a Party.
Katie and I had a long powwow.
Unbelievable. You're not punishing her.
No, I am not.
Clearly, you have trust issues, Mel, because you didn't even trust me to handle this.
Well, you didn't.
I did.
I talked to her. I assumed the best, where you assumed the worst. I trust her, and trust is the water that allows her to grow.
What are you reading that off a mug?
On the sidewalk, Elvis stops.
Forward, Elvis. Forward. Buddy, we walk this way every day. Come on.
Mel steps forward.
Would somebody in my life please do what I...
He falls down a construction hole.
Hello? Mel?
Joyce, upon further reflection, you may have a point about my trust issues. I'm going to have to call you back.
Joyce stares at her phone.
Okay.
Little help. Blind guy in a hole.
Henry walks into Runyon's place.
I'm telling you, dude. You don't want to sleep over here. Last chance to push the eject button.
I already pushed it to eject from my house. How bad can your family be?
We're about to find out. Take off your shoes and step into the freak show.
The boys step into a warm, elegant dining room.
Runyon's place was nothing like I predicted. It was so much better.
His parents.
Hey, boys, right on time.
It's nice to finally meet you, Henry. I hope you're hungry.
We're hungry. We're growing. It's dinner time. God.
Yeah, Henry가 참 잘생겼어. 머리가 참 예쁘다.
그래, 얘 머리가 진짜 기네.
Hey, English.
To Henry.
Yaya said you're handsome, and then my mom agreed. They both love your hair.
Henry, please sit. Eat.
I'm sorry, did you ask for this?
The boys sit at the table with Runyon's Yaya and baby sister.
Save room for dessert.
Don't get too excited. It's just donuts.
Just donuts is going to put you through college.
My parents own a donut palace on Sepulveda. We take home whatever's left over.
Those headphones alone cost me 600 donuts.
Henry smiles and Yaya nods at him. Mrs. Han sets a bowl in front of Henry and he studies it.
Are these real plates?
Katie finds Joyce salting popcorn.
Hey. You want to binge watch something? The DVR is 98% full and it's stressing me out.
Oh, thanks, Mom, but I'm going out. I have time for a few Rorschach cards, though.
Oh, cool. That's great. Where are you going?
Nowhere. Just going to spend the night at Morgan's. You'll probably catch up on some homework. That one looks like a library.
Morgan is in Morgan who was drunkenly singing Bohemian Rhapsody to the cops last night, Morgan?
Yeah, her parents grounded her, so I have to go to her place. They don't get her like you get me.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah.
Wow, her parents sound rough, like a couple of Mel's. Good luck with them tonight.
Yeah, you know, actually, they're not going to be home because they have to work late, which, you know, thank God, means we can do our homework in peace.
Yeah, hallelujah. You know, we should actually call Dad. I mean, I'm totally cool with it, but we should run it by corporate.
But do we have to on your night?
It's probably best, but you know what? Let me ask him, and he'll know it comes with my green light.
Hello?
Hey, Mel, it's Joyce and Katie. Say hi.
Hey, Dad.
And she just asked if she could spend the night at Morgan's. Her parents won't be there, which I'm cool with. But we know your comfort level isn't where mine is, so we just wanted to get your input.
Sounds okay to me.
Sorry.
Thanks, Dad.
Wait, what?
They're staying at Morgan's, right?
Yep, promise.
That's what they're saying. They being Katie and Morgan. Morgan.
Have fun, sweetie.
Thanks, Dad.
She hurries out.
Great, that's great.
At Runyon's.
I don't have to do this.
Dishes.
I want to. Chores, structure, routine. I love it.
예야, 내 바지 조금만 있으면 다 된다. 2분만 기다려.
English! She says your pants will be ready in 2 minutes.
Pantless.
Sweet. Yaya just saved you 25 donuts.
Henry.
Mr. Han sets a donut down in front of Henry. Henry picks it up.
It's warm.
7 seconds in a microwave. I just changed your life.
감사합니다.
Henry and the Hans share a smile.
English. It's perfect here. I feel like at any point your family's just gonna break into song. Oh, you have no idea what you just did.
Karaoke.
Baby, you're a firework. Come and show them what you worth. Make them go, oh, 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 as you shoot across the sky.
At Mel's.
Why didn't you tell her no?
Who's this?
You're the one that's supposed to tell her no.
I had a feeling you'd be stopping by after our phone call. Come on in.
Yes, after dropping Katie off at Morgan's, although I should have just driven her straight to Tijuana and cut out the middleman.
You know, I have a bottle of wine I've been saving for a victory in a big case, but honestly, me trusting Katie more than you do is so much sweeter.
Joyce makes a strangling motion. At Runyan's, Henry steps into a bedroom with 2 twin beds. He picks one and crawls in. Runyan walks in his pajamas.
Do you think Rachel Fetterman stuffs her bra?
Totally, right? I meant to talk to you about that.
Runyan climbs in bed next to Henry. Henry stares at him uncomfortably.
Dude?
What?
This is your bed. I can sleep in the other one.
Oh, you're not gonna want to do that.
Why not?
Yaya shuffles in wearing a thin nightgown. Henry slowly lies back down next to Runyan as Yaya climbs into the other bed.
Good night, Yaya.
아이고, 피곤해. 일을 너무 많이 해서 아이고, 피곤하다.
She sleeps in your room. Technically, this is her room, and you don't have to whisper.
Henry gazes at a snoring Yaya.
Thanks for sleeping over. Sorry I was so weird about it.
Runyan reaches over Henry and clicks off the light. He lies back down and shuts his eyes. Henry stares wide-eyed at the ceiling. On the couch, Joyce watches Mel sip wine.
Oh, that is nice. You sure I can't get you a glass?
Of your rub-it-in-my-face wine? No, thank you.
Joyce takes his glass and sips it.
So you fell into a hole, and now you trust your daughter?
Yeah, what can I tell you, Joyce? I learned how to trust. First my guide dog, and then my daughter. As a wise mug once said, trust is the water that allows her to grow. Good wine, right?
What happened to you in that hole?
I'm gonna get you your own glass. I know where both my kids are, Joyce, and they are totally fine. Katie's with Morgan, totally fine. Henry's with Runyan, totally fine.
Crammed in the bed with Runyan, Henry lies wide awake. He turns on his side and sees Yaya sleeping with her eyes open.
Oh, God.
He turns to the other side and faces Runyan, whose mouth hangs wide. He turns back and sees Yaya standing over him.
거기 배 안에 호랑이가 있었어.
At Mel's.
I wish I'd had more than 3 sips so I could blame what I'm about to say on the wine. But you're right. Our kids are smart. We have to trust them.
So glad you're finally seeing things my way, which of course is your fake way from before. To trust.
Okay.
Katie is headed south on Grandview Avenue.
Is that your phone?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
Katie is headed south.
Are you tracking Katie on your phone?
Tracking who on my what? No, Elvis, find my phone.
Oh my God.
Elvis, fetch phone. Fetch phone.
The whole time you were sitting here gloating, you were tracking her.
Yes, and because of that, we now know that Katie is not where she said she would be, and we know where she is. You're welcome.
He holds the door for Joyce.
Feels like you're giving me a mean look when Katie's the one who did something wrong.
She gapes.
You're still glaring at me, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
In the car.
Straight to voicemail. They'll make an app that'll let you stalk your daughter, but not one that'll make her pick up.
Stalk? Joyce, come on. It's just a way for me to keep track of her that she does not need to know about. It's perfectly innocent.
It's creepy.
How is it creepy?
Joyce is headed north.
Are you
mute? What the? Siri, go to mute.
Joyce throws it out.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I get that you're mad. But believe me, if you ever get kidnapped, you will thank me. May I have my phone back, please, so we can find our daughter?
On the side of the road.
Who throws a phone out of a moving car?
Who tracks their family like they're on house arrest? The stricter you are, Mel, the more she's going to rebel. And if something really goes wrong, she's going to be afraid to come to us. I'm just trying to keep an open line of communication.
Well, the last thing she openly communicated was that she was going to be studying at Morgan's house. How's that working out?
Katie is headed north.
1 o'clock.
Got it.
할머니 잘 자세요. 꿈이었어요. 걱정하지 마세요. 아침에 볼게요. 사랑해요.
Henry munches a donut in the hallway as Runyan tucks in Yaya. Runyan turns out the light and joins Henry.
Now do you see why I didn't want you to meet my family?
Hey, my family's a circus with a blind ringmaster. Somehow we both managed to turn out normal.
Henry passes a donut to Runyan.
We're normal, right?
Henry wrinkles his brow and Runyan frowns at him. In the car, Joyce grabs for Mel's phone.
Why is your hand not on the wheel, Joyce?
I don't have a hand on the wheel. I need to see where to turn,
Well,
Mel.
You need to see the road,
I'm
for crying out loud.
The road.
We have two good eyes in this car.
Yes,
please have them be. No, you may not
Melvin
see the phone.
Fisher!
I'm not showing you the phone until you pull over.
Not pulling over. We need to get to Katie.
Pull over if you
I'm
want to see the phone.
Over.
Pull over!
All right, I'll pull over.
Okay, don't panic. I'll handle this.
Nope, I got it. When it comes to tickets, I know exactly what to do.
She tosses her head.
Hello, sir.
I'm a woman.
I didn't mean sir in a guy kind of way. I meant, like, office sir.
Good save. License and registration.
Okay, officer, here's the deal.
Mel, I got
it. Our daughter is missing.
Well, not missing, but she's not where she's supposed to be, and we don't know if she went to get drugs or...
Drugs? I was thinking sex.
I didn't even thought of sex. What if it's sex and drugs?
Katie is turning left. On south.
She's supposed to be at my house because I should have done the right thing and told her she couldn't go to Morgan's. But now the delinquent lush Morgan's probably got her on some fraternity booze cruise right now, and it's all my fault.
Joyce, it's okay. We're figuring it out. Officer, look, just give her a ticket or
what?
Don't. Do what you gotta do, but we need to get out of here like now.
This Morgan sounds like a real nightmare. Get out of here.
Thank you, officer.
They got off at 3.
Katie and the drug man around 3.
An elevator.
Oh, my heart is pounding. I can't calm down.
It'd be 1,000 times worse if you had seen the lobby.
I know, saw it.
Wow. We've talked more about how to handle Katie in the last 2 days than we ever did when we were married.
Yeah, now that we're apart, we make a pretty great team.
I need to be a little more like you and not afraid to crack down.
Mel gives a slight nod and she gazes at him.
And now you say something, Mel.
I need to be a little less like me.
In the hallway.
Katie! Don't go in there. Hugs, not trucks.
But nothing more than hugs.
What are you guys doing here?
We can discuss that later.
Katie, we need to talk about your behavior lately.
But this is not about punishment. We want you to be okay.
I'm fine.
Oh, good. Now it's about punishment.
How did you even know where I was?
Katie has arrived at 9-1.
You're tracking me?
Not you, actually. Your phone. Katie, if we were tracking you, how would we have stopped you from going into the evil drug man's apartment?
The Han family opens.
Is that him? Is that the drug man?
Mel, baby, you okay?
You must be Runyan's parents.
Oh, how fun is this?
So nice to finally meet you.
Boy, Runyan is a delightful
I'm
kid.
I'm Joyce.
He's
We've been meaning to have you over for lunch.
He's sharp as a tack. He's very polite.
Brunch or...
Delightful.
A food in the day thing.
I'm Mel.
Henry had a hard time sleeping and he wanted to go home.
So I called Katie to come get me.
Oh, so you only left Morgan's because...
Yep.
You were going to bring him.
Uh-huh. He didn't want you guys to show up and make a scene like you did last night. And yet, here you are.
Katie pushes past them. They smile politely at the Hans, and Joyce points to Henry.
He's the easier one.
I was happy to be back with the predictable weirdness that was my family.
Kitty cat.
Katie,
nope.
Sweetie.
That night taught me that if someone's predictable, it also means in a weird way, you can depend on them.
Outside, Elvis stops.
and trust that they can take care of themselves.
Mel touches his foot to a puddle.
Or you.
Good boy.
Oh, sure, Katie was upset at first, but it didn't last the way I would have predicted.
At home, Henry follows Katie through the front door.
You know, they just did that because they...
Oh, I know. And you know I have to milk this for a little while.
Makes sense. I'm gonna go order pizza.
Okay.
Because that night, she learned that even with all the stuff Mom and Dad were going through, she could still trust them to take care of her.
As Mel and Joyce walk in, Katie slams the fridge. She grins and turns to Henry.
Is that too much?
Seemed right.
Okay.